The group of Democratic Lehigh County state reps who are all up for re-election this year say they want it to be legal for spouses and blood relatives to deliver absentee and mail-in ballots. The current election code doesn't allow dropping off more than one without special circumstances. Mike Schlossberg is one rep behind the bill. He says policing drop boxes is a waste of tax dollars and resources.
I don't think anybody could say with a straight face that there's any voter fraud or anything ridiculous like that going on. It's just a husband and a wife doing what they've done for each other for years or decades, doing errands like picking up the groceries or picking up a prescription at the drugstore.
Lehigh County DA Jim Martin investigated last year's election and found hundreds of instances where people dropped off more than one ballot, but no charges were filed. But he recently said he'd have detectives monitor drop boxes this time around and potentially prosecute people who break the rules. Democratic State Rep Peter Schweier says Martin, who's a Republican, may be facing GOP pressure.
He's getting beaten up by his own party for not, you know, bowing to the insane lunatic fringe, and this is his response to it.
Martin opted not to comment for this story, but told WOVR earlier this week, it's not a partisan issue.
It has nothing to do with partisanship, Tyler. This has to do with enforcing the election code.
The Democrats may face an uphill battle getting a multiple ballot drop-off bill through the Republican-controlled legislature. GOP leaders have taken aim at mail-in voting and passed legislation to get rid of drop boxes. The May primary election is less than 3 weeks away, and drop boxes are already out in some counties. In Allentown, I'm Tyler Pratt.